We are people that talk a lot. We make a lot of regulations, we make a lot of rules and laws, but that's about it. Once the laws are there, everybody assumes that somebody's going to take care of it. But our problem is that we don't enforce the law. We don't have anti-measures. When people go against the law, we don't make sure that these people are held responsible for what they are doing. So once somebody does it and he doesn't pay for it, somebody sits somewhere and says, I can also do that. Before we realize everybody is doing the same thing, even though the laws are there, it's not working. And I think that's the main problem that we have as a country.
You work with the WASA Research or the CS Maya. Give us briefly how critical that the situation we find ourselves in terms of galamsey and the effect on our water bodies.
The situation has reached, it's way beyond the talking point. Now we've got into a stage where water company is telling us that they have to shut down some of their treatment plants. I mean, we couldn't get at anything worse than that because we are looking for water. We are a country that is endowed with a lot of water resources.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at our country, other countries don't have what we have. Unfortunately, we are not taking good care of it. I don't know whether because we have so much that we think we can do whatever we want to do with it. But this is a something that we, you know, population is increasing. We can put the water resources as something that is stagnant. Let's say that we have a quantity of water. Even now we're talking about climate change. We are predicting that water resources are going to be dwindling. Increases in temperatures are coming up, yet our population is still going up.
The director of public affairs at the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Achmed Nantoma, blamed locals who front for foreigners to acquire license and the use of heavy equipment by these foreigners as a cause for the surge in the destruction of the environment. He said though the chamber identified these problems and advocated a stop to it, their pleas fell on deaf ears.
When they change from artisanal use of pickaxe and normal guys to the introduction of excavator, and that's where the destruction actually became serious. And that is when we had foreign people coming directly into the small-scale sector, providing equipment without any regulation. And as a chamber, we talked about it from the beginning. People thought it was just mining companies, large-scale mining companies against small-scale mining companies. But with the advent of the Chinese and the huge excavators and the Shanfang, the area of impact increased overnight, whereas they could have been in the same area for one day or 5 weeks. Now, an excavator can do the work of 100 people. And because there is no regulation, nobody is there to see what they are doing. They are in the middle of the bush and they are just digging discriminately. And we didn't see that coming. We thought it was somebody else's business to check that. Everybody's passing by the roadside like there was a cropon. I've used that road a lot. This water, every time rains, is in clear water. We saw it as individual problems and was led by locals. Oh, it's our own boys doing it. There'll be employment for us, so let's... Before I realized our own boys had given the things out to Chinese. The ratio was like 85% to the foreigner. 50% to the landowner. He takes his 50% and goes away. A big campaign. We went as far, we went to the minister with report, we went to the Minerals Commission, we did a research even together, we sent to the EPA, came on radio, we spoke about it a lot.
A network coordinator at CASA Initiative Ghana, Kwame Mensah, attributed the problem to weak institutions and failure by the security agencies to strictly enforce the law. He also mentioned policy gap and the lack of political will as some of the factors that have worked against the country.
We have institutions and agencies that are responsible for the protection of our environment, for the regulating mining or forestry activities. This institution had failed us in enforcing the laws. Talk of Minerals Commission, supposed to have district mining committees, but you go there, you don't see them. They are supposed to establish district offices in our various districts. You go there, you don't see them. Because they are supposed to be on the ground and monitor these, but you don't see them. When it comes to issue about moral rights, Ghanaians had lost the moral rights because of this policy failure and policy gaps. I used to stay around a forest reserve where we protect the forest because we know that that timber company will come and harvest the timber and at least we have 5% of proceeds. However, we sat there and government had issued permit or we see people entering the forest reserve to mine. We won't sit there for people to take the resources out. We also enter and mine. So as
when people, you know that that's not the situation, you could have prevented them from mining.
Because they have documents that shows that
they've gotten that permit.
To do it. Meanwhile, it might not even be a permit from the Minerals Commission, but it's a paperwork. And that community member that stays even around the forest have never seen how a mining permit looks like. So you can say anything that qualifies you. And because the regulatory agencies are not close to those mining sites, it becomes very difficult for them to monitor or for them to even know that such company or such individual is in the forest mining. The political will, Mueller, right? The policy gap and those things all come to play when it comes to these things. The equipping the police, even the police giving tip-off as to we are coming, don't go. It's all implementation gaps. There are places where you go, you know that this is mining zone or mining camp. But the time the security is there, they are not there. Who gave them those tip-offs? How did they know? Because it's a security issue and the security apparatus are moving in. But when they get there, they are not there.
So you also believe that there are so-called big men involved in these things?
Very powerful big men.
Everything that God created, he created for our consumption. But if because of greed and excessive desire of money will destroy our environment, it's not only the palm trees that are gone, we will not even get good, clean drinking water. So all of us as Ghanaians on this Palm Sunday, seeing that in my childhood, palm trees were everywhere. You could go and cut them. Or where are they? We are not just to go out and cut them, but we should plant them and replace them. And yes, we can use them symbolically. At Galamsey, I like the crusade that is going on. We must all ensure that people do not destroy our environment, destroy our waters. And the little things that we use to stage our dramas and spice our life, like palm trees, should go on. But more importantly, we should mine responsibly. We should treat our water bodies well. We should preserve the ecosystem. That the world that God gave us is coming back again to inspect this world, how it is like. But before he comes, the judgment is on us. We are destroying our environment. So today, as we mark Palm Sunday, he marched on Jerusalem as the king of Jerusalem, as a king of the world, literally inspecting his people, the environment, and all the things that he has done. So the message should go out there. The king of the world, are we preserving his world in ways that are sustainable, in ways that the master will be pleased with? If not, let us all resolve as individuals, as people in authority, are we servants of the king, King Jesus, and do what he has called us to do. Live responsible lives, work with our hands, pray to him by all means, and let all people know that the world belongs to God, and we preserve it, and leave a lasting legacy for our children and our children's children, so that they will also enjoy the good things that the Lord has given to us.